Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads the nation in 79th Independence Day celebrations, announces slew of initiatives from ramparts of Red Fort to embrace Atmanirbhar Bharat. Prime Minister says government to set up task force for next generation reforms to realize vision of Vikasit Bharat. Prime Minister Modi issues stern warning to Pakistan that India will not tolerate nuclear threats, hails Operation Sindoor and calls it a powerful testament to the valor of armed forces. Reflecting the nation's strength in critical technology, PM announces launch of Made in India semiconductor chips by end of this year. Indian missions abroad also celebrate Independence Day with patriotic fervor. Death toll in Kishtwar, cloudburst reaches 45. Relief and rescue operation continues on war footing. Over 120 people rescued so far. Prime Minister takes stock of situation. And US President Donald Trump to meet Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Alaska tonight for peace talks on Ukraine-Russia conflict. The nation is celebrating its 79th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi and hoisted the national flag, addressing the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. Mr. Modi saluted the brave soldiers of Operation Sindoor, saying that the operation is a powerful testament to the valor and precision of the country's armed forces. He said the government gave the armed forces a free hand, allowing them to strategize, set the target, and decide the timing. The Prime Minister mentioned that the people of the country have now realized that the Indus Waters Treaty was unjust. He said India will no longer tolerate nuclear blackmail.
Bharat ne tay kar liya hai ki nuclear ki dhamkiyon ko ab hum sehne wale nahi hai. Nuclear blackmail lambe arse se chalaya. अब ब्लैकमेल नहीं सहा जाएगा आगे भी अगर दुश्मनों ने ये कोशिश जारी रखी हमारी सेना तय करेगी सेना की शर्तों पर सेना जो समय निर्धारित करे उस समय पर अब हम अमल में ला करके रहने वाले हैं
Prime Minister Modi said India will launch Mission Sudarshan Chakra to create a powerful weapon system to thwart any attempt by enemies. Mr. Modi said in the next 10 years, by 2035, this national security shield will be expanded, strengthened and modernized. The Prime Minister underscored Atmanirbhar Bharat as one of the key foundational planks for Vikasit Bharat, citing India's advances in defense, technology, energy, space and manufacturing. He hailed Operation Sindoor as a demonstration of India's defense self-reliance.
Ek rashtra ke liye. आत्मसम्मान की सबसे बड़ी कसौटी आज भी उसकी आत्मनिर्भरता है विकसित भारत का आधार भी है आत्मनिर्भर भारत आत्मनिर्भरता का नाता हमारे सामर्थ्य से जुड़ा हुआ इसलिए हमारे सामर्थ्य को बचाए रखने बनाए रखने और बढ़ाए रखने के लिए आत्मनिर्भर होना बहुत अनिवार्य है
Mr. Modi said he will stand like a wall to protect the interests of farmers and fishermen, and India will never compromise on their interests. Mr. Modi launched a major employment scheme worth 1 lakh crore rupees, under which newly employed youth will receive 15,000 rupees per month.
Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana aaj hi 15 August ko lagu ho rahi hai. Is yojana ke tahat niji kshetra mein पहली नौकरी पाने वाले नौजवान को 15,000 रुपया सरकार की तरफ से दिए जाएंगे कंपनियों को भी नए रोजगार देने के अवसर जो भी ज्यादा जुटाएगा उनको भी प्रोत्साहन राशि दी जाएगी करीब करीब 3.5 करोड़ नौजवानों को रोजगार के नए अवसर बनाएंगे
The Prime Minister announced the introduction of next-generation GST reforms by this Diwali, aimed at reducing taxes on daily use items. The Prime Minister also announced the creation of a dedicated reform task force to drive next-generation reforms. He said its mandate is to accelerate economic growth, cut red tape, modernize governance, and prepare India for the demands of a $10 trillion economy by 2047.
नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म्स के लिए हमें एक टास्क फोर्स गठित करने का निर्णय किया। ये टास्क फोर्स समय सीमा में इस काम को पूरा करे। वर्तमान नियम कानून नीतियां रीतियां 21वीं सदी के अनुकूल वैश्विक वातावरण में अनुकूल और भारत को 2047 में विकसित राष्ट्र बनाने के संदर्भ में नए सिरे से तैयार हो और उसका समय सीमा अपना कार्य पूरा करने के लिए इस टास्क फोर्स की रचना की है।
Mr. Modi announced the launch of the National Deep Water Exploration Mission to tap ocean resources alongside major expansions in solar, hydrogen, hydro and nuclear power.
देश को विकसित बनाने के लिए हमारे समुद्र के मंथन को आगे बढ़ाते हुए हम समुद्र के भीतर के तेल के भंडार गैस के भंडार उसको खोजने की दिशा में एक मिशन मोड में काम करना चाहते हैं और इसलिए भारत ने नेशनल डीप वाटर एक्सप्लोरेशन मिशन शुरू करने जा रहा है। इंडिपेंडेंट बनने के लिए ये हमारी महत्वपूर्ण घोषणा है।
The Prime Minister said India will launch Made in India semiconductor chips by the end of this year, reflecting the nation's growing strength in critical technology sectors.
आज सेमीकंडक्टर जो पूरी दुनिया की एक ताकत बन गया है, हमारे बाद कई देश सेमीकंडक्टर में आज महारत हासिल करके दुनिया में अपनी ताकत को प्रस्थापित कर आज हमने उस बोझ से मुक्त होकर के मिशन मोड में सेमीकंडक्टर के काम को आगे बढ़ाया है। 6 अलग अलग सेमीकंडक्टर के यूनिट्स जमीन पर उतर रहे हैं।
वी हैव मोर फ्रॉम आवर कॉरेस्पॉन्डेंट।
As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's Independence Day celebrations was Naya Bharat. After Prime Minister Narendra Modi's arrival, combined inter-services and Delhi Police Guard presented general salute, and thereafter he inspected the Guard of Honour. The hoisting of the national flag was synchronized with the 21-gun salute. It was followed by a showering of flower petals at the venue by 2 Mi-17 helicopters of the Indian Air Force, one trooping the national flag and the other trooping a flag depicting Operation Sindoor. Around 5,000 special guests from different walks of life witnessed the celebrations at Red Fort this year. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The 79th Independence Day was also celebrated with patriotic fervor and enthusiasm across the country by hoisting the national flag and taking salute from the parade. In Jammu and Kashmir, the 79th Independence Day was celebrated with patriotic fervor and passion. Chief Minister Umar Abdullah unfurled the national flag at the iconic Bakshi Stadium in Srinagar. We have more from our correspondent.
It was for the first time in 6 years that an elected representative led the Independence Day celebrations in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Umar Abdullah extended warm congratulations to the people of Jammu and Kashmir while expressing deep sorrow for the victims of yesterday's Kishtwar cloudburst tragedy in Jammu region. He assured affected families of full support and steps for their welfare. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha hoisted and saluted the national flag at Raj Bhavan in Srinagar. He paid tributes to the freedom fighters and brave hearts of security force. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
Independence Day was celebrated in Tamil Nadu with national fervor and pride. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin hoisted the national flag at Fort St. George in Chennai. Our correspondent reports that the state government arranged the customary food feast at all big temples.
In Chennai, flags and festoons of tricolour flew at the government buildings and at the public places displaying national festivity. Flags were hoisted amidst the music rendition of Sare Jahan Se Hajja and Vande Mataram. Events also included traditional art performances with national flag formations and RPF dog shows displaying their courage and bravery in saving victims from fire and other dangers by the Southern Railway. Cycle rallies were also part of the celebrations today, where people displayed Tiranga upholding national integration. Chief Minister's award was given to those who contributed to the nation's development and for those who rendered excellent social service to the society by the Tamil Nadu government. Joy, Akashwani News, reporting from Chennai.
In Tripura, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha led the state-level celebrations at the Assam Rifles Ground in Agartala. A report.
Addressing the gathering, Dr. Saha said new opportunities are opening for Tripura under transparent administration. He congratulated soldiers for their role in Operation Sindoor and reiterated Prime Minister Modi's call for an Atmanirbhar Bharat, urging people to support the Vocal for Local initiative and achieve self-reliance in sectors like AI, renewable energy and biotechnology. Across the state, the day began with flag hoisting at government offices, schools and private institutions, students in uniforms and traditional attires, waving the tricolour and patriotic songs playing over loudspeakers filled the air with national pride. With Aditya Datta, this is Kunal Shinde, Akashvani News, Agartala.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app.
On this Independence Day, Akashvani brings you a special program on Operation Sindoor, a testament to the bravery and valor of our armed forces.
Operation Sindoor, Nyay ki akhand pratigya hai.
Tune into 100.1 MHz Akashvani FM Gold at 9:30 PM on 15th August.
Welcome back to the Midday News. As India commemorates its 79th Independence Day, the Indian missions abroad are celebrating the day with gaiety and patriotic fervour, highlighting the shared values of the occasion. In a social media post, the US Embassy in India wished Happy Independence Day. It said US joins India in celebrating this important occasion, honouring our shared achievements in advancing global peace and prosperity. On behalf of the United States, Secretary of State Marco Rubio extended congratulations and warm wishes to the people of India. Glimpses of the flag hoisting ceremony at the Indian Embassy in Tokyo have come in. Ambassador C.B. George hoisted the tricolour in Tokyo and read the address to the nation by President Draupadi Murmu. In the Maldives, Indian diaspora members are celebrating Independence Day with Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah regarding the situation in the wake of the cloudburst and flooding in Kishtwar in Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said authorities are working on the ground to assist those affected. A massive cloudburst struck a remote mountain village of Padar subdivision in Kishtwar district on Thursday, killing at least 45 people, including two CISF personnel and many Machel Mata pilgrims. More than 120 people have been rescued so far. Of these, the condition of 38 is said to be serious. Scores of people are said to be still missing. The death toll could go up, as more people are believed to be trapped under the debris and mud. A large-scale rescue operation was already launched by SDRF, police, army and local volunteers. The authorities have mobilized more rescuers, including two fresh teams of NDRF, to safeguard lives. U.S. President Donald Trump will meet his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin at the U.S. Joint Military Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage, Alaska today. This will be their first meeting since Trump's return to the White House in January this year. Ahead of the summit, Trump said he believes Putin is ready to end the war in Ukraine.
We have a meeting with President Putin. I think it's going to be a good meeting, but the more important meeting will be the second meeting that we're having. We're going to have a meeting with President Putin, President Zelensky, myself, and maybe we'll bring some of the European leaders along, maybe not. I don't know that it's going to be very important. We're going to see what happens. And I think President Putin will make peace. I think President Zelensky will make peace. We'll see if they can get along. And if they can, it'll be great.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads the nation in 79th Independence Day celebrations, announces slew of initiatives from ramparts of Red Fort to embrace Atmanirbhar Bharat. Prime Minister says government to set up task force for next generation reforms to realize vision of Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Modi issues stern warning to Pakistan that India will not tolerate nuclear threats, hails Operation Sindoor and calls it a powerful testament to the valour of armed forces. Reflecting the nation's strength in critical technology, PM announces launch of Made in India semiconductor chips by end of this year. Death toll in Kishtwar cloudburst reaches 45. Relief and rescue operation continues on war footing. Over 120 people rescued so far. Prime Minister takes stock. of the situation. And with that, we end the midday news.